Parashat Kiseitse. The first pasuk starts off, Kiseitse la mulchoma ala yivechom. When you go out to have a war against your enemies, Unisono Yashem ulakecho biyodechom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them over in your hands, Vishavisa shivyon. And you'll capture somebody there. Barisa bashivya eshes yifat koyar, and if you find through the people that were captured a nice lady, and you'll desire her. The Torah gives a new heter, a new permission that you're allowed to marry her. And there's a whole parasha exactly what you have to do with the Yafas Koya. Now the famous Rashi brings down, Rashi starts off that Kiseitse la mulchoma fil mechemes harishus akosim medaber. The pasuk here is talking about the mechemes harishus. In other words, not the mitzvah of a mechemes mitzvah to go and fight and kill out the seven amim, the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael itself. That's a mechemes mitzvah. Because over there Rashi says, Ein loyma v'shavisa shivya. There it can say if you capture some people. Sharei kvar nem olay sechaya kol neshama. Because on the mitzvah to kill out the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael, it says olay sechaya kol neshama. You can't keep anybody alive. Therefore here we're talking about mechemes harishus. Now the Netziv explains that in the last parasha we had in Shoftim, it spoke about two different types of mechemes wars Klal Yisrael have, even mechemes harishus. One is that you go out to a city and you make a siege around the city and then you go into the city. Or else secondly, you have war out in the machne, you have war out in the camp, in other words, out in the field you have a war. So when the pasuk says here, Kiseitse la mechema, going out to have war, it means not yet you're going into the city to besiege a city, but rather you're going out to have war in the fields. So we ask, if so, why does the parasha talk about now, Yafas Toya, you find a nice lady there? The Chura would have made more sense if the Mechama would have been that you're going into the city. If you're going capturing the city, then in the city you see the ladies. But here that you're going out to the fields to war, Kiseitse, what is Yafas Toya, what are the ladies doing outside in the war fields? So he explains this really like Rashi brings down later in the next pasuk, the Sifri, on the pasuk that says Vehesiro es simla shivya, you should take off, remove her good clothing. Meoleho v'yoshu b'vaisecho, she should sit in your house. Uvochse seviyeh v'esimo yeruch yomim, and she should just sit there and cry about her father and her mother a full month. So Rashi explains, what do you mean take off their nice clothing? Like you found them at war. When you go to war, you don't wear nice clothing. Rashi says, Lefi Shehem Noyim Shehagoyim Benoisayim Miskashtres Bamachoma. Because the Goyim, when they go to fight, they make sure that their daughters dress up very, very nice. In order to make the warriors, the people at war, fight good. Like this, if they fight good and they're heroes, they'll be able to have Znus to live with their daughters. So therefore, they bring their daughters in order to have Znus by the Machoma in order to make the men fight better. So here it came that you went out to fight and you saw these ladies dressed up nicely, roi fiznus, and you have the big cheshik, you want to take them. The Torah now says, Eitza, Yafas Toya, you have a right to take it to get married to her. And according to one man, the Yom in the Gemara, you're allowed to have Tashmish, you're allowed to live with her once, right now, even when she's a goy. And then later you have to do the whole parsha here to let her stay a month in your house and let her cry and make her not look nice. And then if you still want her, then you're allowed to marry her after she became a ger, after she became a Jew, and then she's allowed to be your wife. Now, when the pasuk says, v'lakachta l'chol isha, you're allowed to take her for a wife, Rashi brings down and says, loy dibra Torah ela keneged yetzahara. The Torah here is only talking against a person's yetzahara. Shim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu matiro yisoenu b'yisr. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give you a heter, did not give you permission to marry her, you'll have such a type of such a lust for her that you'll do it for Yisr. Abu Rashi says, Imnosa, but if you do marry her, you should know soifuli yosaina. At the end, it's going to come out, you're going to hate her. Shenemar Achav, the next Pasha says, Kisi Eliyish, and you're not going to like your wife. And then the Pasha talks about the Ben Soiru Murr. If you'll have a child from her, you should know this child is going to be very rebellious, and you're not going to have any nachas from him. Lakach Nismucho Pasha is halolu. This is from a Medrash Tanchuma. So really the pasuk is talking about the Yetzirah, that a person can hold himself back. The Torah here gave a heter, how to do it, the heter, to how to live with her. But the Torah is still warning you, like the whole parasha, take it easy, wait a month, let her cry, make sure she, like make her not look nice in your eyes, because eventually the Torah is going to tell you you're not going to have a nice life with her. And Reb Chaim Shalevitz itself has a shmuz about this, like he asks, how does like the Medrash notice say that this person for sure is not going to have a nice life with his wife? Like right now the pasuk says v'choshaktabo, he has a big lust for her, he wants her, he desires her. So most probably he loves her right now. So how does the Torah notice say that at the end will end up that he'll divorce her, or if they have a child, there'll be a ben sera mer? And he answers that the pshat is here that we're talking about now really tzaddikim here. The people, this is a mechemes rishus here. In other words, that the parsha said before, whoever has averus, whoever fears faint, doesn't want to go to have war, has the right to go home and not to fight. The people that go out to have this war over rishus, just to conquer other nations, not b'teres mitzvah, just b'teres rishus, they have a right to do it, they have to be like tzaddikim. So really, if a tzaddik goes out to have war, and he sees a goy, he sees a shiksa, and he likes her, so true, it's only his yetzer that's teaching him, that wants him to have lust, to have the desire, to live with her. But it's not really called an ava shel emes. It's called an ava that's totally bedover. Right now you see a shiksa, she looks nice in your eyes, you're at war, you have a title for her. But it's not really something shel miskayim to keep. And for sure, eventually the lust is going to go away. Before she's a shiksa, she's a goy. It's not something a Jew should deal with. And therefore, for sure, the Torah is teaching you that eventually the love is going to go away, and you're going to end up with a shiksa, and you're just going to end up with a ben sera mer, or else you're going to come to hate her. And this is really like the Mishnah Navi says, that kol ahava shitluya bedover, if you don't really love the person, it's only because they're doing something for you, so when they stop doing it, it's botel ahava. Mashenken ahava, that's not totally bedover, means really the pnim, the nisham of the person, the ruchness of the person, really loves the other person. It's a really a love, shal ahava, shal emes, that stays forever. And that's the pshat over here also, while like the smichas, the medrash is saying, that if you go to marry this yefas toyar, you should know your son is going to be a ben sera mer. Because really, the son is taking after the father. In other words, the father is a tzaddik here. What happened to you? You're by war, you see a shiksa, you see a guy. So because of that, you have cheshik, you have desire to go after her. In other words, you're just going after your shrivas liboy. Whatever your heart desires, that's what you do. Even though your seichel, your mind, your neshama, your yetzer tov tells you not to do it, but you can't hold yourself back. You just go after what your desires tell you to do. So that cherish that you have, that root that you have, you're going to implant into your child, that your child is going to be the same way. And therefore, he's going to come to be a ben sera mer. He's not going to go after his seichel, after his mind, to do the right things, but rather just to do whatever his heart desires. And like this also, we could understand why the halacha is that a ben sera murder, you're supposed to kill the son. Like really, the pasuk says later, v'yomru el zikne iroi b'neinu zeh sera murder, enenu shemeya b'kaleinu, sela v'zaveya, we have a son that's very rebellious, he doesn't listen to us, he eats too much, he drinks too much. So the pasuk says, u'regomuhu kol anche iroi, bu'avonim, all the people of the city should stone him, v'meis and he should die. Uviarta horo mikebechon, take out this bed. The whole Yisrael yishmu viro. Everybody should hear and see what happened here. So now Rashi brings down that seru mer means he goes away from the right derech. And Rashi says ben seru mer ain't a chayiv, he's not chayiv. As she yignoiv v'yoichel tartimar boser, until he steals and eats some meat, let's say a pound of meat. The yishte chatzin lug yain, and he drinks a chatzin lug of wine. In other he eats and drinks. Now Rashi explained from the Sifri, O ben Sarah Umara Neherag, Al Shem Soifan. Like, why did the Torah say we have to kill this young child? Like, what did he do so bad? He only stole and ate some meat and drank some wine. So Rashi says, He gia Torah l'soif daitai. The Torah sees what's going to be the end with this child. Soif, the end will be Shemachala Momen Ovid. He'll use up all his father's money. Or mevakish limudav yena moitzes. He's going to try and find a job and he's not going to find. The yoymed the proshas drachim or malastin esabrius. He's going to sit on the roads and steal from everybody. So therefore, Omra Torah, the Torah says, Yom zakav ya yom chay. Let's kill him now when he's still young before he does all these averis. He'll die when he's a zakai, clean, pure, rather to let him die later after he does all these averis. This is a free, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin like this. Now really everybody asked the question, by Yishmael, it says the opposite. By Yishmael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, the Malachim said, how can you save Yishmael? He's going to be the one to kill out so many Jews later. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein ani dan ela v'mashu v'yisashor. You have to look at the way he is right now. Since at the way he is right now, he wasn't that bad, he wasn't such a big Russia, I can't kill him. In other words, you look at the person the way he is right now. And here, by Ben Sari Umar, the Torah is saying just the opposite. Here, the Sefri, the Gemara is saying the reason why we killed this young child is because even though now he's not doing so bad, but we see his future will be, his osed will be terrible. That's why we kill him now. And the pshat is that you have to say is that certain times there's a shirish, there's a root inside the person himself that you see that he's not going to change. He's on the wrong derech altogether. That's a Ben Sari Umar. And like we explained before, that since his father here went after his own desires at Muhammad to marry a shiksa, he went after a shiksa, he didn't listen to his seichel, to his mind, he just did what his heart desires, he went off the right derech. So he put this root into his child when he was born, that such a child, we see his roots are so bad, that really there's no hope for him. So therefore there's the new svara of Yomus Zakai via Yomus Chayim. Let him die right now, in order not to be mechayiv him later on, the rest of his life, will be on the wrong derech. But there are other type of people that true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim know he's going to end up to be a Rosha. But right now his roots, the Shoroshim of the Ra, is not in him right now. By Yishmael, the roots of the Ra was not there yet. It wasn't that bad. True, they knew that the Osir, the future, would be bad. But right now the roots inside him wasn't that bad. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was done him the way he is right now. The way he is right now, he was like a tzaddik, he wasn't a Rosha yet. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. But over here, by Ben Sari Umar, it's a root in the child that we see, that his whole metzias of the child is just to go after his lusts, his desires, and not to listen to a seichel. So that's this new svar of Yomus Zakai via Yomus Chai. Now, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, according to Daf Ayin Aleph, according to one man diomer, it says that Ben Sari Umar Loy Hoyav Loyosid Liyos. It never happened and it never will happen. There will never be the case of a Ben Sari Umar that Bezdin will have to kill him. If so, the Gemara asks, V'loma Nichtav, why does the Torah write this whole Pasha of a Ben Sari Umar? The Gemara says, Dorosh V'kibul Schar. In order to learn it and to receive reward just for learning it. So if you saw Salanta learns Psham, the Gemara here, that it comes to teach us that even though, of course, we're supposed to learn Torah on Manas Lasois in order to do mitzvahs, like to know how to do the mitzvahs, we also have to know there's a special mitzvah that we get just by learning the Torah. Even though we don't get any mitzvah out of it, like we don't, like here the Parsha of Ben Sari Umar, it never will happen, it never happened. It's not negated to know how to do this mitzvah. Still, we receive reward for the actual limud of learning the Torah itself. However, other Mepharshim want to say that the pshat from this Gemara is Drosh V'Kibul Schar means we learn out a lot from this parsha. Even though it never happened, a case like this that a Ben Sari Umar came to Bezdin, that the father complained and they brought him in front of Bezdin and they came to kill him. But we learn out from this parsha what it means to stay away, not to go after your tithes, not to run after whenever you have a desire to eat meat, to go and eat it. When you have a desire to drink wine, to drink wine. Even though it's not yours, to go to steal it. Because if you go after your desires, after your lust, you should know you're going to end off to be a big, big Russian. So that's the limit from this parsha of a Ben Sari Umar. And we say, really, it starts off this is the aschalos of this parsha of Kisei Tzim. So when you go out to have a mechama, and Yetzirah talks it into you, that you have a desire, a lust for an isha, for a lady, you have to be very careful and watch out. So even though at certain times it's too much for you, the Torah gave you a heter, you have to know what the Torah gave a heter, what the Torah said is okay, that's what we are allowed to do. But the Torah did not give a heter, what we're not allowed to do, no matter how hard it is, we're just not allowed to do it. And like this, it's very good the way the Zohar says pshat in this first pasuk that ki seitzei la mulchoma alo yevecho. When you go out to have a war against your enemy, you know what the enemy means here? The oyevecho is the famous oyev, the biggest oyev we have, which is the Yetzirah. So the person has his mechom against the Yetzirah, the pasuk says, "On the son of Hashem lekecha biyodecho," that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him over to you in your hands. The shavisa shavi, you'll have him captured. So the Mepharshim ask a few questions in the pasuk. First of all, it starts off with a lashon rabin of a neni plural. It says, "Ki seitzei la mechom alo yevecho." when you, a lashon plural, when a lot of people go out to fight against their enemies. And then it says in the Sonia Hashem lekecha biyodecha, that Kadosh Baruch will give it over into your hand, which is a lashon yochid for a private person. And also, why does it say a lashon of kiseitze when you go out? It just should have said kisilochem when you have war. And also, what does it mean in the Sonia Hashem lekecha? Hashem will give it to you. How do we know for sure that Hashem will give it to you? So the Farshim will say that Chazal always says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that El Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Yevshel Yimolet Yimenu. If not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will come and help us to fight the war against our own Yetzirah, we cannot stand up against him. In other words, we have to come on to the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also it always says, Chazal says, that Habo Letahir Messiah Noisai. If somebody just starts a little bit to help himself, a little bit he fights against his Yetzirah, he doesn't give in to him so easily, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you finish off the Muhammad. Because we have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway to fight our Yetzirah. That's shot in this passage. Ki Seitzei, when a person goes out, means he himself starts a little bit to fight against his Yetzirah. He just starts a little bit. So, and Olivecha means the famous enemy, the Yetzirah, that he comes with 100 different reasons why you should not do the mitzvahs. It's too hard for you. Take it easy, be lazy. He has 100 different reasons why not to do things, like a Lashon Rabbim. Then the Pasuk says, but if you go out and fight a little bit, just start to be habol attire, that you want to help yourself, right away the Pasuk says, Unesono Yasher Molekecha Biyodecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help every individual separately. Every single person that's habol attire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him over to you. The Gemara says, "Omol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizro Yashir L'Molek Mimenu." It's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help that we'll be able to fight the Yetzirah. And here the Pasuk is giving this Haftoch according to the Zohar, that if you do put up a little fight, even though it looks very, very hard, the Yetzirah, you think you'll never get there, it's too hard, you should know the Siyata Dishmaya, that Habo L'Tayer, if you try and do good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Messiah helps you. That's this pasuk of Unesoni Hashem Lekecha B'Yadecha, Hashem will give him over to you in your hands. And like this, it's a little bit of a kasha before Hashem asks. At the end of the pasuk, it says V'Shavisa Shivyoy, like you captured the person. The question is, you didn't capture him. We're just saying the pasuk says Unesoni Hashem Lekecha B'Yadecha, HaKadosh Baruch will give him over to you. So really, it's Hashem that's capturing him. So why does the pasuk say V'Shavisa Shivyoy, that you captured him? So the Yecheskel wants to say, like the pasuk says, Ulucho Hashem HaChesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mokor HaChesed. And the Gemara says, Ki Ato Teshalom Liyishkem Aseho, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays you back for the actions that you do. And he wants to explain it like this, like we're saying now, even though when we start to do mitzvahs, we start to fight against the Yetzirah, without Hashem's help, we couldn't do it. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's helping us. So really, since it's Hashem that's helping us, we don't deserve to have that much reward for doing the Ma'isim Tovim. It's Hashem that's helping us. That's what the Pasuk says, no. Ki ulucho Hashem achesed, that Hashem does tremendous chesed with us, that even though it's Hashem that's helping us do the actions, the ma'isim atayiv, Hashem considers it as if we ourselves did it. That's this Pasuk here. That even though really it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Son of Hashem lekecha b'yadecha, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's helping us fight the Yetzirah, do the mitzvahs, learn Torah. But when we do it, you should know, v'shavisa shivyoy, it's considered like we did it. It's considered our ma'aseh mitzvah. It's considered our learning HaTorah, and we receive schar reward as if we did it by ourselves. Now this parasha is very good for this time of the year, during Chodesh Elul. That Chodesh Elul, this is the month before Rosh Hashanah. This is the time to prepare ourselves for the Yom HaDin, for the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, to finally to Yom Kippur. And the way we prepare ourselves is by doing tshuva. And tshuva means to come back again close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means, in other words, to fight the Yetzirah. That the work of the Yetzirah is to take us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make us that we should not be close to Him. Tshuva means, tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha, means to become close, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way we're close to Hashem is by fighting the Yetzirah, taking away the Yetzirah, and Memela will be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Sinya now, during this Chodesh of Elul, everybody should be really a kiseitze la'mochom aloyevecho. Everybody should go out to have a war to fight against the Yetzirah, not to give in to him, not to listen to him. And then we should know we have the aftach of this pasuk, that if we work, if we're misayaya, if we're bol etayer, we want to become tor, we want to pure ourselves, we have the avtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. And of course, the early in the month of Elul, that we start to do tshuva, we start to work on ourselves, at least on small things. It's always good to pick on one thing to work on, try and not to give in to Yetzirah so much of this one thing, start at little things, and when you get over the little things, eventually you'll be able to work on the harder things. But the early in the month you start to do tshuva, the easier it is to have tshuva when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, and of course during the Aseret you make tshuva and Yom Kippur. Now the best method that we have to do tshuva is through learning Torah, to be kavei itim la Torah. In other words, during this month now of Chodesh Elul, we should try our best to learn more than we learned the whole year. Like really we say every day in Shemoneh Esrei and davening, Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecho. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please bring us back to your learning of the Torah. Then we say, V'korveinu ma'ken l'avodasecho. Then you should bring us close to do your avodah, your mitzvahs. Then, V'achazireinu v'seshuv v'shleim l'fanecho. And then you bring us back to do tshuva. In other words, the way to do tshuva, to become close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's through limud ha-Torah. Like we always say, V'talmud Torah k'neged kulo. And really it's interesting, Reb Chaim Shalevitz brings down here, a Yerushalmi, at the end of Sanhedrin, that talks about the Pasha of Ben Sarah Murr. And the Yerushalmi says like this, that Sofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw about this Ben Sarah Murr, She Soiv Zeh Osed Ligmar, Nichse Obev Imoi, V'yoshel Loi, V'pashas Drochim, Mekafech Es Abrios, V'origes and Apushas. Like Rashi brought down from the Sefri. But the Yerushalmi ends off, what's the worst thing about this Ben Sarah Murr? V'soifo L'shakeach Es Talmudai. At the end, he's going to forget all his learning. The Yom Torah, therefore, the Torah says, Yom Zakaria Yom Chay. This is Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perakhes, Halacha Zayin. So it's interesting. Yerushalmi says the worst thing, after the Ben Sura is going to steal and rob from other people and come to kill people, that alone is not enough. For that alone, the Torah wouldn't have killed the person. Why? Because as long as he learns Torah, it's possible the Torah will be Machzim L'Toyv. Because of his learning of the Torah would help him do tshuva, and even though he's doing so much bad, the Torah will make him do tshuva. But now that the Ben Sura Murr was Soifel Shakech Es Talmudai, he's going to forget all his learning. He's not going to have the schus of Limud HaTorah. Now he's a finished person. Now there's no more hope for him. Therefore the Torah says, kill him now, the Al Yom Eschai, and not that he should live a bad life and have more Averis later on. So it's interesting, like the saying, that because of the limud haTorah, that could save a person. That's what Reb Chaim is also masba, the famous Gemara in Brochis. That the Gemara in Brochis of Yud Zayin says, Omale Rav, the Rebbe, Hani Noshi b'makos lachoyim. The ladies, how do they have a schus? What's the schus? What's the big things that a lady could do? So Gemara says, B'yakroyim b'nayin levei k'nishta, for the fact that they let their children go learn Torah. U'v'asnuya gavraya b'rabonin. And they let the husband sit and learn Torah. Therefore, that's the schus the women have. In other words, again, it's the schus of limud haTorah. Even though the Isha itself is potter from learning Torah, but the fact she helps her husband learn Torah, or she helps her children learn Torah, they get schar v'hadayim. So Reb Chaim asks, like, what's the Gemara's question? How do women be zeicha? What's their schus? Women have mitzvahs. A mitzvah sasei, shelo yazman groma they do. All the loisa says they have to listen to. So when an isha, when a lady does the mitzvahs that they have to do, because of their mitzvah, they'll get schar, they'll get reward. What's the Gemara's big question? B'mazakoin. So he answers, what the Gemara means to say is really the biggest reward or the biggest shmirah that watches us is limud haTorah. We always say, ner mitzvah v'torah or. Mitzvahs are only like a ner, a small candle. But Torah or, Torah is the light. That's what really lights up and helps us. The Gemara is saying, how does the Isha have a schus of limud haTorah that should protect her, help her also do tshuva, help her also fight the Yetzirah? What schus does an Isha have? They're potter from limud haTorah, from learning the Torah. And on this, the Gemara answers, the fact that they help their children learn Torah, and the fact they let the husbands go and learn Torah, they help them, they also get schar, palga badayu, and because of the schar of the limud haTorah, that's the schus of the Noshim that protects them from the Yetzirah, that's machz l'toiv, and that lets them do tshuva and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that Bora Yetzhara, Bora Torah, Tavlin Kenegdon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the one that created the Yetzhara, made the sickness of the Yetzhara, he is the one that's telling us what is the medicine, what is the refuah for the Yetzhara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Bora Loi Torah, Torah, Tavlin Kenegdon. The Limud HaTorah, that's the Tavlin, that's the spice that knocks out the Yetzhara. Now this, the Masilta Sharm explains this, like a mushroom, that if the greatest doctor in the world, the one that discovered the disease, he is the one that's telling us this is the medicine for it. Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the one that created the Yetzara, and he is the one that's telling us that the only medicine we have to calm him down is the Limud HaTorah. Then if the Sheni, the Pasuk says, V'chiyev ish chet mishpas moves v'humas, if somebody is mechuyev misa, the first you'll say it means a misa of skilom, after Bezin stones him, then there's a mitzvah sesay to hang him up on the tree. Then the Pasuk says, Loi solin nivlosoi alo eitz, don't let him hang there too long. There's a mitzvah essay to bury the mace that day. And we learn out from here, this is the mitzvah essay to bury any person that's mace, not only a person that was killed through Harugas Bezdin, but even a regular Yisrael that died. There's the mitzvah essay to bury him by Yermu that day. And here the Pasuk says, Ki kilas Elohim toli. The reason why by Harugei Bezdin, there's the mitzvah to bury him right away, because Kol Zaman he's hanging there, he's called kilas lakem, he's like cursing Hashem, like Rashi says. Everybody sees him and the people know, why was he killed? Because he didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he like cursed Hashem. So it's called the kilas lakem, the curse of Hashem is still here. And then it says, so Rashi says, the smichas here is that after the parsha of Ben Sarah Murr, the Torah is telling you that if you don't take your son to Bezdin right now, you have rachmonis on your son, you have mercy on him, you don't do the mitzvah, you should know what will come out is just later on, he'll do averis, that'll also be mechuyiv misa skila, and he'll have to stone him anyway, and there'll be the mitzvah to hang him afterwards. Now, the reason of the time why the Torah says to be koivar, to bury the mace, to put him into the ground, the Mepharshim say is, that the Pasuk says, V'yoshev ha'ofor el-oritz kishahoya, v'haruach toshev el-olakim asher nosna. In other words, that the union of mace, when a person dies, that's called now his body is at rest. What's at rest right now is only the goof of the person himself. The neshama of the person, his rest first comes when he goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after his body completely came back to the ground. That's why it's brought down that Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. The first 12 months after a person is mace, guf or kayim, the person's guf is still there in the ground. V'nishmosei olav yeredes. His neshama goes up and goes down. It didn't come to its menucha yet. But li'acha Yud Beis Chodesh, after 12 months, then ha'guf bottle, then the body is completely at rest in the ground. On the neshama oila, the neshama then goes up. V'shuv any yeredes. Then it doesn't come down anymore. This is the pshat where there's a mitzvah kvura, like to bring the body to rest, in order that when the body is completely rested, completely part of the offer, then the neshama goes to shemayim and is at rest and stays there also. Then after Perich of Beis, the pasuk talks about the mitzvah essay of hashavas aveda. It says, Loi siri ashar achicha, isei nidoch nisalamto mehem, hoshayv teshivim l'achicha. You should return it back to your brother. And then, v'imloi korav achicha lechom, lo yedata, you don't know your brother, you don't know who owns it. V'yasav te'atoich besecha, the mitzvah is to take back the aveda, the thing you found, to take it home with you. V'o yimcho ad roish achicha isoi. And it should be with you until your brothers come to ask for it. And then you return it. This is the mitzvah essay of Hashavas Aveda. If you find an Aveda in the street, there's a mitzvah essay that has a simin. You have to go through the perek of Elu Metzias to know when we have the chiyuv to return it, when not. But when there's the mitzvah to return it, you have to take it home with you and watch it until your brother comes and gives you a simin to say, show that it's his. Then Pasuk Dalet it says, Lo yisir es chamor achicha oy. If you see your brother's chamor, his donkey, or his ox that falls down in the street, it's carrying too much of a load, there's a mitzvah, go and help your brother. If your friend needs help, you have to go and help him, in order that the chamor should be able to get up again and to go back on his derech, on his way. And the Chofetz Chaim used to say that who would then it apply to Rosh Yeshiva? Somebody that has the oil, the responsibility of keeping the yeshiva going. There are plenty money problems, plenty other problems. He has a big bundle upon his back. And of course, there's the same mitzvah of Hakim Tokim Imoi. There's a mitzvah to help him to take off his burden off his back and give as much help as possible. All right, turn over. Now, Pasuk Vav talks about Ki Yikore Kan Sipro Lofonecha Baderech. When on the road you meet a bird's nest, the Cholaitz Oyal Oretz, whether it's on the tree or on the ground, Ef Reichim, whether of the young chickens there, Oy Beitzim, or else the eggs, Vo'aim Roivetzis Alu Ef Reichim Oyal Beitzim, and the mother is on top of the child or on top of the eggs, so there's a mitzvah of Loisika Cho'aim Alabonim. Don't take away the mother now when she's on top of the children, or don't take away the children. Rather, shalayach teshalach esheim. First, send away the mother. V'yeshabonim tikach loch. And then you could take the child or the eggs for yourself. And the pasuk ends off, l'man yitav loch v'harach toyamim. It should be good for you, and you'll have a long life because of this mitzvah. And Rashi brings down the Gemara in Chulin that says, a mitzvah kalah. If it's a simple mitzvah that you're not losing any money, the Torah says you get such big reward back, for sure, the reward will receive back for the more stronger, stricter, harder mitzvahs to do. Now, the smichas of these psukim mafarshim say is that mitzvah gereres mitzvah. By doing one mitzvah, we'll be able to do other mitzvahs. So if you do the first mitzvah of Hashavas Avedom, the mitzvah of if your friend's ox is falling down, help him pick it up. You'll be zeichah to do this mitzvah of Kansipar. In other words, you'll have birds, you'll have eggs, you'll have children. Then the next pasuk is the Chisivna Bayis Chodesh. You'll be zeichah to build a new house. You see Samakla Gagechom. You have to put a gate around your roof. Then by doing one mitzvah, you'll be zeichah to do all these mitzvahs also. And then there's Sizra Karma Chokloyim, you'll have a kerem though, you'll have a vineyard to grow, Lysachmish Peshovachamar Yachtov, Lysil Beshatner, you shall have clothing to wear. In other words, by doing these mitzvahs, mitzvah, Gereris Mitzvah, you'll be able to do all of these mitzvahs. Now, upon this mitzvah of Shalayach Tishalach Esraim, the Chinuch says that really it's called Midah Keneged Midah. In other words, the Indian, the sherish of this mitzvah is like not to take away the mother and the child or the egg together at the same time, as if to say you don't want to destroy the whole min. You don't want to wipe out this whole min. The same type, the same Indian of the mitzvah of Oisav Yes Benoit. You're not allowed to shech the mother and the child the same day. So that shows like you want to wipe out this whole min, the whole type of an animal. So therefore, the midah kenegan midah is the fact that you don't wipe out the bird and the child together the same day. You'll be zeich also to have an ariches yomim to have children also. And the chinuch brings down the medrash rabbi says shodim zeich lebonim bischa mitzvah zu kloimar sheyimshak yumai shabonim ein kiyum adam bezichroi. That since you want to keep alive this min of the birds, Hashem will keep alive your min as if to say you'll have children. Now about the reason of this mitzvah, the Ramban has a big ariches here, talks a lot about it. And it brings down from the Rambam and the Mur and the Vuchim that said the reason is that we should stay away from the midas of achzorius, not to be like strong against animals. In other words, to take away the mother from the child, it's a terrible midah of achzorius. You're being too cruel. The Torah doesn't want a person to be cruel. That's why we have this inyan not to take away the mother from the child. The same thing, Oisav Yes Benoi, it's to teach us not to be cruel. But rather to teach us to have the midah of rachmonis, to have mercy upon people. And even though the Gemara in Brachah says that kol oimer al kan tzipo yegi rachmecha shemeshaskin oisai, if somebody says that the reason why Hashem gave us this mitzvah is to show us Hashem's rachmonis, Hashem's mercy, we keep him quiet, in other words, he's saying something wrong. So the Chinuch explains that a person should not say the reason why Hashem gave this midah is, this mitzvah, is because Hashem has rachmonis. In other words, like Hashem can't stand to see a mother and a son to be killed the same day, to be shechita the same day. Or else to see the mother taken away from the child, Hashem can't see that. So as the midas from Rachmanis, Hashem can't see it happen, that's why he gave this mitzvah. That's wrong. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he is a tremendous midas of chesed, of Rachmanis, but that's not the reason why he himself gave this mitzvah. Like Lamosha, we're allowed to shech the animal. We're allowed to kill the bird. So why don't you say that's also called a midas of Achzorius. Elamai, these are mitzvahs that Hashem said shechita we're allowed to do. To kill the mother, take away the mother in front of the child, that we're not allowed to do. So it's not because Hashem has Rachmanis, that's why he gave us this mitzvah. The mitzvah is because that's the way it's Gzeira. That's the way Hashem wants us to do the mitzvah. But once we have the mitzvah, there's no stira, we learn out from the mitzvahs how to have the midah of Rachmanis, how we ourselves should have mercy upon other people and not to be cruel to one another. And then he goes through saying that we hold there are reasons for the mitzvahs. In other words, even though we do the mitzvah because it's Gzeira, Hashem told us to do it, but there is a reason for the mitzvah. And even though the Gemara always says, there's a Medrash Rabbah that says, V'chimaich b'stel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ben sheichet min ha'atzav al sheichet min oref. Like when you come to do the mitzvah shechita, there's no difference to Hashem whether you shech the animal by the neck or the back of the neck. So to Hashem there's no difference. So it ends off the Medrash, Ho'le nitnu ha'mitzvah sel ha'litzroi v'em es ha'briyos, shenema kol imras Hashem tzrufam. The Torah, the mitzvahs are only given to us like to purify us. So what does it mean to purify us? The Ramban explains that it means that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake himself, there's no difference whether the mitzvah should be this way or that way. Hashem has no difference whether we shech the animal from the neck or the other side. It's not mitzvahs that Hashem gave us. But negated to the Bnei Yodim, while we get out of the mitzvah, we receive a lot from the mitzvah. Like it says, Avala to'eles ba'odom atzmoy. In other words, the mitzvahs were given to us to purify us. Like Imras Hashem, Amoras Torahs. Imras Hashem, Tzrufa. With the words of Hashem, the midas, the mitzvahs of Hashem purify the person. Even though for Hashem there's no difference, but for us there's a big difference. When we do mitzvahs, we put into ourselves midas tovos. We put into ourselves emunah shleima. We have more trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have more bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every single mitzvah we do makes a big effect upon the person that purifies the person himself. And really, this is the nusach we say in every bracha by the brichas hamitzvos. Before we do a mitzvah, we say asher kiddishanu b'mitzvosa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekadishos. Hashem made us holy. In other words, by the fact that we do the mitzvahs, every mitzvah we do makes the person more holy. He has more midas tovus because of this. He has more emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gets more yirah shemayim. That's the word litzarav ben asabriyas. By doing the mitzvahs, that's the way we get yirah shemayim. That's the way we become another masholim. That's what we learn out from this mitzvah of shluach hakan. Then after shlishi, the pasuk says, ki sivne bayis chodesh. Chodosh, when you build a new house, v'yosisa makala gagecha, you should make a fence around the roof, v'loisosim domim v'vesecha ki yipala noifu mimenum, because you have to be afraid maybe somebody will fall off and kill himself. So the Mefarshim say, the smichas is that even though a person was just mekayim the mitzvah of Shluach HaKan, that the Pasuk says, l'man yitav loch v'rachtu yomim, you'll be zeich tav and arichas yomim. So a person could think, once I have this inyan, I'll have a long life. I don't have to worry about making a makia, making a gate, a fence around my roof. I don't have to be afraid that anybody will fall off. I'll have to be talking to Hashem. Hashem said already, because I did the mitzvah, Shluach HaKan, I'll have an arichas yomim. So Torah is telling us not like that. And we have to know, you'll have an arichas yomim if you watch yourself and take care of yourself. But just to make it a roof that people can go there and possible for them to fall off, like it's a makim, shchiach hazekam, you can't be saimach on isim. It can't be simple that Hashem will protect you. A person has to protect himself. Then the Pesukim talk about the Yisur of Klayim, putting two things together, which are three different inyanim of Klayim. There's Ninyan Klayim of Bekarka, not to plant, like Pesach Le'Sizra Karma Chokloyim, and the vineyards near the grapes. You should not plant Klayim. Then it's Ninyan by Behema. You can't put two animals together, Le'Sachrish, the Shor v'chamor yachtov. You should not let them work together, Shor and Chamor. The Mefarshim say the reason why they can't plow or work together, two different animals, because we're afraid they'll come to have children together. And that would be the use of Klai in putting two different meaning together. And then, by a begodim, also there's the union of Klayim of Leisul b'shatnesh, semer or fishtim yachtov. You're not allowed to wear clothing that has shatnesh, that has wool and linen together. Then in Perek of Gimel, Posik, Dalad the Posik says, Lo yovo ya'amoyni o moyovi b'kal Hashem. That even if them is Gayer, they become a Jew, we're not allowed to marry them, and ya'amoyni o moavi. Gam dora siri, lo yovo lehem b'kal Hashem ad olam. Even the 10th generation, we cannot intermarriage with an Amon o moyavi into Klal Yisrael. And the Torah says, why? Al devar asher lo kidmu eschem alechem. In other words, they were big Rishoyim, they were very mean to us. They did not come and give us bread and water. And they also hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. So this shows the rishis that they did. Therefore, we're not supposed to intermarriage. There's a law to marry them. And Pasuk Vav says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to listen to Bilam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed over the klola, the curse of Bilam, that Hashem made it, that it came out of his mouth, the Teros of Brocho. Ki Yehevcho Hashem Lekech, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us. The Pasuk says, Lo Yisidro Yishloimo V'Toyvoson Kol Yomech Lirlam. You're not allowed to seek peace or their good all the days of your life. And Chazal Dashen, that this love, not to intermarriage, not to marry an Amoini Moavi, only applies to the Tzchorim, to the men. In other words, if a man, an Amoini, is Mizgayi, becomes a Jew, there's still a law not to marry him. Ma'ashenken and Isha, lady from an Amoinis or Moyavis, if they are Mizgayi, they become a Jew, we're allowed into marriage with them. Now the Chinuch explains the meaning of this mitzvah is, the Torah comes to teach us like how great the midah of Gemilas Chasodim is, to be nice to one another. Like here the Torah wants us to hate an Amoini Moavi because they didn't even come out to give us water and bread. It shows how much the opposite of Gemilas Chasodim they were. That's why there's a mitzvah now, Kiseidah for Doris, hate them and not to marry them. So it comes to show us the chshivas of the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim, how much it means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be kind, to do good things to one another. And also the second thing they did bad was they hired Bilam, the Rosha, to be machshalos in doing averus as nus of Avodah Zarah. As this shows that this one averus they did was so great that the sinner was supposed to hate them so much, the hatred has to remain loylem. Mashenken and Mitzri, even though Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim for 400 years, we worked hard, but the Avera they did to us was not as bad as the Avera that Amoni Moavi did. Therefore, by Mitzri, the Mitzri was only to hate them for three generations. After that, they could come into marriage into Klal Yisrael. Mashenken and Amoni Moavi, their one Avera they did was so great, it was such a rishis, that with the Mitzri to hate them, loylem void. And the Chinuch explains the reason why it's only by Yizacha, by the male and not by the females, because the derech is for an ish, for a man to go out. So in other words, when Klal Yisrael came and asked them, give us some bread, give us some water, it was a big tfiyam, it was bad upon the males, the zchorim, that they did not come out and bring us water and lechem. It was, and water. So that's why the sin is upon the zchorim, and not so much upon the nekevas, shein derech isha lotzes. So the Kitzah, the Pasuk is saying that Amon and Moavi did such rishis, such bad things to Klal Yisrael, therefore we have to hate them, loylam. Now the question the Farshim asks, why in Pasuk Vav does it have to say that loyovo Hashem lekech l'shmoye Bilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to listen to Bilam, and Hashem changed over his klala to become into a bracha, because Hashem loved us. Like why does the Pasuk have to say this? This is not important to tell us about the rishis, the bad, that Amon and Moav did. It was enough to say that they hired Bilam. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmonos on Klal Yisrael and loved that Klal Yisrael and changed over his Baruch Hu into a Klola, that doesn't show how bad the rishis of Amon and Moav. So why does the Pasuk talk about it here when the Pasuk mainly is teaching us the rishis, the badness, to teach us to stay away from this badness? And the Becheskel wants to explain that the Pshat is really, like why did Hashem have to change over the Klolos of Bilam, that now it did not even come out of his mouth, the klola, but rather Hashem made what came out of his mouth was the bracha. Hashem changed it that Bilam now came and gave brachas blessings to Klal Yisrael. And the reason Mepharshim say is because Bilam was the Mekor HaTumah. He was so deep down in Tumah that if he would have said it, if it would have come out of his mouth, it wouldn't be possible to go against it. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to do this nest to change around that what came out of Bilam's mouth was a bracha. He had to change around the klal into a bracha in order that it should not take any effect at all to Klal Yisrael. So really, this pasuk is coming to teach us how much of a risha, how much of a rasha Bilam was, and how bad Ammon and Moav was the fact that they hired him. In other words, Bilam was the Mekor HaTumah. What he said had to take effect upon Klal Yisrael. So they were such big rishoyim to go to him. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as his chesed, avas Hashem, had a bedavka go and change around that the klal of the curse did not come out of his mouth, but rather only a bracha came out of his mouth. So it's very good now. This all shows the rishis of Bilam and the rishis of Amar and Umayyav, what they wanted to do to Klal Yisrael. And now the Torah is teaching us, stay away from them and don't intermarriage them, loylam. Now, right after Revi, the pasuk says, Loisisai v'adoimi, you're not supposed to hate an adoimi edoim ki yachichu, because he is your brother. Even though Edom also did not come out to give you food to eat, still you're not allowed to hate them because kafot are your brothers. Like Esav was the brother of Yaakov. Loisisai of Mitzri, you're not allowed to hate the Mitzri ki ger ha yisr biyatsa, because you lived in their land. Since Klal Yisrael was a stranger, lived in their land in Mitzrayim for 400 years, we can't hate them. And Rashi says, like the Sai of Mitzri, Mikol v'chol, not at all, you can't hate a Mitzri. Afa pi shezorku zechureyim layor, even though they threw our young children, the males, into the river, still we can't hate them. Why not? Matam, Rashi says, shoylechem achsan yom v'shas adchak, because since we lived by them, since they were innkeepers, we lived in the trying for 400 years, since they took care of us there, even though they made us work so hard, they did all the riches to us, but since they were our achsanya, we live by them, we have a chiyuv to be makitoyev, to see the good they did to us, and therefore we can't come to hate them. And the Mashgiach Yerucham Latzal has a shmuz about this, to learn out what it means the midah to be makitoyev, to see the good of what somebody else does to you. Like really Mitzrayim, they were tremendous rishoyim. Like, you think about what happened there was, Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Mitzrayim. And because of that, the whole Mitzrayim was prosperous, the Nilus had a lot of water then, that they should have came to thank Klal Yisrael. And then Yosef HaTzadik, when he took over and he gained for 7 years, all the money of the Mitzrayim, he got together, he barely let them live, how much HaKaras HaTzadik they should have had back to Klal Yisrael. And what happened was just the opposite, that later on, Mitzrayim was not Makatoyev, they were bad to Klal Yisrael, they put them at the Shiva to make them work so hard. So really all this is a reason that really we should come to hate the Mitzrayim. Still the Pasuk says you're not allowed to hate them, why? Because we have to be Makatoyev. We have to realize that they did something good to us. We lived in their land. Since we were by them, we were Achsanoi. We were by them even though they were nice to us. But since they did this little bit, that they let us live, we lived in their land, therefore, we have to be makatoiv, not to hate them. So you see what midas means, if somebody, even though he does a lot of bad to you, but for the little bit of good that he does do to you, you can't just look at the bad and only do bad back to him, but you have to be makatoiv to realize the good that he did to you, and for that little bit of good that he does, he also deserves to receive reward from you. You have to act nice back to him. We are at the opposite. We had the psukim before by Ammon and Moav. There the pasuk says, like, we are allowed to hate them, and lo yavei amoinu mo'avi b'kal Hashem, they cannot come into the Kal Hashem. Now, he speaks out a little bit different than we said before. Really, the Ramban explains that Ammon and Moav, really, their averus weren't so great. Really, it wasn't as great as the Mitzrayim, what Mitzrayim did to us. But Ammon and Moav, the Ramban says it like this. These were the two children of Lot. Ammon and Moav, these are the two children that came out of Lot. Now, Lot was saved because of Avraham Avinu. Really, by Sodom, when Hashem killed out the whole Sodom, Lot was also supposed to be killed. Lot was only saved because of Avraham Avinu. And out of Lot, with his two daughters, came out Ammon and Moav. So really, Ammon and Moav should have been Makatoyev, they should have had an Akaras HaToyev. The realization to thank Klal Yisrael, to thank them, that Avraham Avinu saved their father, Lot. and they didn't do this. They weren't nice to Klal Yisrael. Like Kidmu Etzchem Melechem, they did not give them food, so they did not have this Hakaras HaTov. They didn't have this midah, or this nice midah of realizing what somebody did good to them. Therefore, the Torah says you're supposed to hate them and don't let them become into Klal Yisrael Leilam Void. Mashenken, the opposite, by Mitzrayim, even though they did bad to us. But our chayv back to them is how we have to act back to Mitzrayim. Since Lamaisa, the Mitzrayim, did something nice to us, we have to have this midah of Hakaras HaTov. We have to still thank them for what they did to us. We're not allowed to hate them, and the Dor Shlishi is allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. After Mitzvah is Mizgayir, when he has the third generation, they're allowed into marriage into a regular Yisrael. Now in Pesach Chof it says, Loi Sashich Lochicho Neshech Kesef Neshech Oichel. You're not allowed to lend money to your friend and to your brother and ask him for interest, whether it's an interest of money or of food. Neshech kol dover asher yishach. Any type of interest you're not allowed to ask when you lend your friend money. Now on this, the Gemara in Baba Metzia Darshins that Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, minayin lenoisa bechaver amono. If you lend your friend money, is now as nurse your friend borrowed money from you, minayin v'eino rochol lahakdil l'sholem, and usually the person that borrowed the money, he does not and give shalom. He doesn't go to the other person, the one that he borrowed the money from, to usually give him shalom aleichem. She'osa lahaktim l'sholem. You should know now you're not allowed to go over to him and give him shalom aleichem, because that's also called ribis. Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, neshech kol dover afilo dibur osur. Even talk, just being nice, the lender, should be nice to the borrower, whereas the loiver should be nice to the malva, just by giving him shalom aleichem, saying a nice word to him, saying good morning to him, since usually he does not do this. And the reason why now he's talking nice to him is only because he lent me money. So it's like I'm giving you back something special because you lent me the money. That's also included in this lav of neshech. And according to some shittas, that's mamish osim midiraisam, to say something nice back to the malva if you're not ruggle in doing it. In other words, you're only doing it now because he lent you money. That's also included in the lav of ribs. So the stipler asked the question here in the Sefer Birchas Peretz, like by Issa Mudur Hano, if Reuven makes a neder that Shimon can't have any enjoyment from him, there the halacha is we paskin that Dibur is Mutter. You're allowed to talk nice to your friend. But that's called Hano that comes from a Mela, doesn't come from any Chepetz directly, that's Mutter. Really, there's Gemara in Pesachim Bachavov that says that the Koil Umara ain't by Mishumila. If you just hear a nice voice from Hegdish, there's no isimila, because Kerl is called Ein Boy Mamish, is not coming from any direct object, it's just like Ein Boy Mamish. So he asked, if so, how come by the Issa Ribus, here the Torah says that if the Leiva, the one that borrowed the money, talks nice back to the Malva, the one that gave him the money, just deep alone is Osirim, and how come by Yisuri Hano, not to have enjoyment from Hegdish, or when Amudur Hano, when I made a neder, not that you can't have any enjoyment from me, their diva just talking to one another is mutter, even though you're having enjoyment from the diva. So he wants to answer Poshet, that by the Yisuri Hano of Neder or by Hegdash, there the Torah said, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from a chepetz, from an object. So it has to come from the object, from either what the Neder owns, or else what belongs to Hegdash. Diva, just words, that doesn't come from any object, therefore there's no Yisuri Hano of the diva alone. Ma'ashen came by Ribbis. That if you lend somebody money, that you're not allowed to pay him back interest. Interest is the pshat, anything you give, anytime the borrower gives back something special to the malvam, it's called like yipuroin, it's called you're paying him back for what he did to you. You're paying back, he did a nice thing to you, he lent you money, now you're paying him back for that favor, that something good he did to you. So in payment, and paying back, anywhere you pay him back is also, even if it means just with dibur, just with talking nice to the malva, if usually you would not do it, or not to give him a nice present, you're not allowed to give him a present if usually you would not give him a present. But since he lent you so much money, now you want to give him a present, that's awesome. Because talking is called Yifroin, like I'm paying you back for what you did to me. So for when the Torah asked the Gribis not to pay back for what he did to you, any type of payment, even if it's only through Dibra, through talking, that's also in the Yisr of Gribis. Later, after Shishi, Pasuk Chesed says, He shomer b'negu atzeras, be very careful about the mitzvah if somebody has a tzeras, lishmor moid v'lasit, be very careful and do it. K'chol asher yoru eschem makhanam alaviyim kasher tzivisim tishmor lasis. The way they tell you to watch it, that's the way you're supposed to watch a negu tzeras. In other words, like Rashi says, it means, shalai tislosh simone tumom v'lai toketes haberes. If you have a sign on your body that you're a mitzvah, you have this wound, this blister, so you're not allowed to cut it off, you're not allowed to take off this simone tumor. In other words, whatever the kohanim tell you, like Rashi says, imlahaskir, imlahachlit, imlatar, they tell you you have to go away, you have to be hidden for 7 days, whatever the kohen tells you to do, be careful to listen to him. Then the pasuk says in Tes, zochor eis asher osur Hashem lakecha l'Miriam. You should remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Miriam. When you were going out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, you want to be careful that you should not get a negative tzaras, is al tesape lashon hara. Don't talk lashon hara. In other words, zochar also to Miriam. Remember what happened to Miriam. She spoke lashon hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Veloksa b'negoyim, and therefore she got negative tzaras. Is the lashon of a sifri. Now the smichas of the pasuk is saying, watch the negev tzaras. If you did already receive the negev tzaras, be very careful not just to cut it off, but to leave it there. But if you want to be careful not to get the negev tzaras, remember what happened to Miriam. In other words, learn not to talk lashon hara. Therefore, you will not get the negev tzaras. Now the Ramban learns here that this is a mitzvah sasei of zochot to remember what happened to Miriam. It's a mitzvah sasei the Torah wants us to remember. The question is, what's so great about this mitzvah to remember what happened to Miriam? By Lechura, we're embarrassing Miriam. That everybody should always remember when we went out of Mitzrayim, we had to wait for her, that she became Mitzaras, and we had to wait until she become Tor. That's a big busha, it's a big embarrassment for Miriam. How come the Torah gives the mitzvah sasei? The pshat is the opposite way. That the reason when Hashem gives an einish, a punishment, is they were supposed to learn from it not to do the aver anymore, not to do something bad. It's like here, the reason why Miriam got the mitzaras was because she spoke lashon hara. So it was a kapora, it was a forgiveness for her. The forgiveness of speaking lashon hara is that you get the negative tzaras. So the Torah wants to teach us, and we all should learn out from Miriam to stay away, not to talk lashon hara, like Rashi brings down from the Sefer here. If you want to make sure not to become a mitzaras, don't speak lashon hara. So the mitzvah's essay to remember this is not just like to embarrass Miriam, but rather we should learn out from it to be nizer, to be careful not to speak lashon hara. So just the opposite, this is all a schus for Miriam, that because of what happened to Miriam, the rest of Klaus was going to learn out to be careful not to go to speak lashon hara. So really it's a schus, it's a positive, it's something good for Miriam that we should remember in order not to have to become a mitzaras. The Aruch Chaim speaks out here, like the smichas of the pasuk is, that if a person wants to cut off the mitzaras, you should know the pasuk is saying don't do it. Because the reason why you have the mitzaras is because you spoke lashon hara. In other words, there's something wrong with you. And the mitzaras, that's what's going to heal you up. So kol zaman, as long as the mitzaras, the leprosy is upon you, you should know you're not purified yet from your aveira of lashon hara. So you can't just go to cut it off. You have to wait until it goes off by itself. That's the time that you are pure from the Avera of Lashon Hara. Then at the end of the parsha, right after Maftir, it says, by Maftir, Zohar is Asher Osolocho Amolek Baderech Vesetzchim Mitzrayim. We have this mitzvah's essay to remember what Amolek did to us. Asher Kocha Baderech, the parsha of Amolek, they were the first nation to come and fight Tav Mechom against Klai Yisrael. And therefore the pasuk says that Timcha Zecher Amolek Metachas Hashemoyim Letishkach. There's an Indian to destroy Amalek and like never forget all the bad that they did to Klai Yisrael. The question was, what was so bad? What was the big riches about Amalek? They were the first one to come and make a machlekes the nerve to fight against Klai Yisrael. Like really, the Shem Yishmul asked the question, how come the soul pasha speaks about a Lashon Zohar? It says Zohar, like Lashon Zohar, a Lashon Yochid. The one person you should remember, Eis Asher Osa Lecho Amalek, that Amalek did to you. Why doesn't it talk for Lashon Rabbim? It's talking about the whole Klai Yisrael. Why does it only say Lashon Yochid? So the answer is because the word of Amalek was Klai Yisrael really is echad. Klai Yisrael zoli, bonim atem hashem lekechem, we're all one family, we have one big neshama, one big father, that's Klai Yisrael. Really, we are one yochid. But Amalek, it came to fight against Klai Yisrael, to set it, to make machlokes, to make us into pieces, to divide us up. So therefore, to remember the kayach to fight against Amalek is a yochid, to realize, like Klai Yisrael has to be like one. Same way it's brought down by Haman. Haman's trying against Klai Yisrael's Am Mefuzar, Mefurad. They are separated. When Klai Yisrael is separated, not united, then Amalek has the kayach over Klai Yisrael. But when Klai Yisrael, the Eitzah there was Lech Kenois of Kol Yehudim, bring everybody back together again, when Klai Yisrael is like an Echad together, then we have the kayach to fight against Amalek. Brought down the Kisrei Hagrua, they say over, he said that Shabalei Machloikis, Hem Amalekim. Anytime you find people that make big fights, big machlokes, you know they come from Amalek. Because that's the side of Amalek. Amalek were fighters that destroy the echad, the Klai Yisrael of being like one. And therefore the way to fight against Amalek is that Klai Yisrael has to have achdus, always being together. That's why this parsha was said, Beloshin Yochid, as if to say Klai Yisrael has to be together. Alright, we'll stop here.